is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Remember, just 24 hours, less than 24 hours, to the launch of Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. Details and another sneak preview coming up in just a few minutes. Topic number 5 today, boots on the ground in Ukraine. A couple of reports in the mainstream media earlier this week confirmed that the United States does, in fact, have soldiers on the ground in Ukraine. This is reported by the Associated Press and Washington Post. These troops, and here's the important point, are conducting tasks that are separate from protecting the American embassy in Kyiv. The American troops said to be performing inspections of U.S. weapons caches last week. The State Department and Pentagon unveiling a new plan to track weapons shipments to Ukraine. As we've reported before, based on reports in CNN, of all places, that a lot of the weaponry being sent to Ukraine kind of falls into a black hole, much of it ending up on the black market rather than in the hands of Ukrainian soldiers. Pentagon briefing confirmed that this small contingency of American soldiers has been advised not to inspect weapons close to the front lines. This is the start of perhaps the inevitable mission creep. I've been saying for months that it just feels like we are slow walking into another world war. We've seen this in other places, for example, in Syria, where President Obama promised we would not have boots on the ground, which then forced spokesman John Kirby to explain to Matt Lee of Associated Press how it's possible for American soldiers to be deployed in Syria but not have their boots on the ground. Perhaps they're wearing sand shoes, sneakers, or what have you. Anyway, presumably, if American soldiers are inspecting weapons stockpiles in Ukraine and Russia is targeting weapons stockpiles in Ukraine, American soldiers may come into the line of fire, which risks turning this into an open war. I think at this point it's clear, and that no thinking person would disagree with describing this conflict as a proxy war between the U.S. and NATO on one side and Russia on the other. But we just pray it doesn't go any farther than this. Now, there are some noted thinkers, for example, economist Nouriel Roubini, who was one of the few experts to predict the global economic meltdown in 2008. Roubini said in an interview with Der Spiegel last week that we are already in World War III, with the U.S. and NATO-aligned nations on one side, Russia, China, and Iran on the other. And it's not clear that the unaligned nations of the world, most of them in the global south, will side with the United States in this conflict. For example, one African leader said, "We're a small country, so someone is going to spy on us anyway. Then I might as well take the Chinese technology because it's cheaper." Topic number 4, North Korea. Speaking of wars and rumors of war, North Korea Wednesday launched at least 17 ballistic missiles into the sea. South Korea fired back into the sea in response after one missile fell near its coastline. Air raid sirens sounded in the south after a missile landed less than 40 miles offshore, but this is the first time a missile has landed that close to South Korean territory since the end of World War II. South Korea's president, Yoon Suk-yeol, called it a territorial encroachment and vowed a swift and firm response. South Korean airplanes or warplanes shot down 3 air-to-ground missiles, according to military officials. North Korea has been escalating its activity, military activity, in the north in recent weeks, and this should not be separated from China's promise to eventually and inevitably reclaim Taiwan as part of the communist China. Topic number 3: Bibi's back. As I told you yesterday, Israeli voters cast ballots for the 5th time in less than 4 years on Tuesday, and it appears that former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to form another government. It appears that a right religious bloc has won about 65 seats in the Knesset. They needed 61 or more to form a coalition that could form a government. Likud party appears to have won 32 of those seats. On Tuesday, nearly 5 million Israelis cast ballots, which is the highest vote turnout since 1999. Now, official results not expected until tomorrow, and the outcome of the election still hinges on 3 small parties. They have to get at least 3.25% of the overall vote to win seats in the Knesset. And if these 3 small parties, one is liberal, one is Islamist, one is a Palestinian nationalist party, if they cross that threshold, They would then have enough seats in the Knesset to block Netanyahu's return to power. So we will see and pray that there are no ballots discovered in the wee small hours overnight tonight before official results are announced on Friday. Topic number two, Elon Musk and Twitter. It's been entertaining to watch this week. Now, Elon Musk has taken the golden ticket. He has partnered with the political class in Washington, D.C. Make no mistake about it. So I do not hold out hope that Elon Musk will be the savior of free speech in the West. However, it has been entertaining watching liberals' heads explode as he has opened up Twitter to more points of view, specifically opinions that they don't like. People who, until just very recently, genuflected at the altar of Tesla electric vehicles are now demanding that Musk be silenced because he's a danger to our democracy. See, that's what defines a progressive in America today, one who's willing to clamp down on free speech to spare no expense to shut down free speech to preserve democracy. Anyway, fact checks. Here's an example. Fact checks are now being handed out to leftists on Twitter. Progressives, liberals, Democrats, and the blue check liberals don't like this. For example, the White House tweeted out on Tuesday that senior citizens in America, those on Social Security, will receive a big increase in their monthly Social Security checks in 2023, more than a 10% increase. Obviously, the White House wanting to take credit for getting this increase for seniors. However, Twitter added a little context box below that tweet, adding context that they thought people might want to know. The fact that Social Security increases are mandated by law and are indexed to the cost of living. So as the cost of living increases, so does Social Security. And the reason seniors are receiving such a large increase in Social Security checks next year is because the cost of living has gone up even more. And that's not something the White House or liberals would really want you to know. This is unacceptable to progressives. So the Washington Post reported Tuesday that the Treasury Department, the Biden administration's Department of the Treasury, investigating whether it has the authority to start looking into Elon Musk's financial and business dealings with foreign actors. You see, this might be a threat to national security. At the same time on Tuesday, Musk's company SpaceX launched several satellites into orbit for the United States military on top secret missions. So it's okay for Musk to own the company that is putting satellites into orbit for the United States military, but Musk owning Twitter is a potential threat to national security. They know they're hypocritical. They don't care. It's about hierarchy, not honesty. It's not, you know, hypocrisy. They just don't care. Just remember, oh, by the way, President Biden last night delivered a speech from Union Station on preserving and protecting our democracy. The speech, quote, addressed the threat of election deniers and those who seek to undermine faith in voting and democracy, end quote. Not a coincidence that this is taking place the same week Musk takes over Twitter and, of course, just a few days before the midterm elections. We're going to clamp down on free speech in the name of protecting democracy. Just remember, and as Christians, I think it's especially important that we remember that politics is no different from soap opera or professional wrestling. The writers of the scripts count on the fact that most of us forget that the characters on the screen today were doing and saying exactly the opposite thing last season. Don't count on salvation at the ballot box. Coming up, archaeology is cool, especially in Israel. That's next on 5 and 10.
How do we instruct believers to navigate this deception that's going on?
Is getting back to the Word of God. That's the number one thing, is because as you read the Bible and read the Bible to your children and talk about the Bible, meditate on it, the Holy Spirit, you know, speaks to you and transforms your mind. You sort of bind your mind to Christ. The secret to navigating this is walk in the supernatural power, protection, and provision of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we're going to move through this time. Well, only God knows when Jesus is going to return, when all these events are going to happen. But for the first time in history, we now see all the technologies in place, artificial intelligence, social credit scores, surveillance state, microchip implants, even brain implants they're talking about now. So you could actually have this mark of the beast system that Revelation 13 talks about, where you can't buy or sell unless you take the mark. There was even a Lifeway poll out that came out recently, said 9 in 10 pastors now see signs of the end times in current events. Yet few pastors are talking about this, but they know it's happening. So we're living in an unprecedented time in history.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Hezekiah shows up again in the Temple Mount. Israeli researchers said last week they've deciphered an ancient inscription from the 8th century BC which mentions the name and achievements of King Hezekiah, king of Judah, contemporary of the prophet Isaiah, as you recall. The inscription was discovered at Jerusalem's City of David National Park. That's just south of the Temple Mount, actually. Deciphered after 10 years of research by Professor Gershon Galil, who helped decipher the curse tablet, the lead curse tablet from Joshua's altar. He's the head of the Institute for Biblical Studies and Ancient History at Haifa University, and Eli Shukran from the Bible and Ancient History Research Institute. The inscription, written on a stone tablet, was found more than 10 years ago near the site of the City of David National Park. The study on the dig's findings were published in 2008, but the translation of the tablet only within the last few weeks. The tablet, only about 5 3/4 inches long, 3 3/4 inches wide, is significant because this was connected to a monumental inscription connected to some of the public works undertaken by King Hezekiah, and it was thought, according to Professor Galil, that the Hebrew kings never erected monuments in their own honor, and this suggests otherwise. But even more importantly, it shows the connection of the ancient kings of Judah, and thus the Jews, to Jerusalem, and of course the Temple Mount. And that is why we say archaeology is cool. Well, we'll be talking some archaeology during Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, which gets underway in less than 24 hours. Our good friend Aaron Lipkin delivering a presentation and talking about some of the work that he's been doing. Yeah, he runs a tour company, but he is very interested in history and archaeology and has been instrumental in helping some of our friends, specifically Dr. Scott Stripling, among others, in their work in the Holy Land at Shiloh and at Joshua's Altar. So don't miss Aaron's presentation, his father Avi Lipkin contributing two presentations for this talk. And of course, you'll hear from Dr. Tom Horn, New York Times bestselling author Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Dr. Michael Lake, some new voices, Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal German, and Doug Woodward, Tyler Gilreath, Pastor Doug Van Dorn, and many others. Our good friend Kenny C. also contributing his first presentation to a Skywatch virtual conference. All of this, plus, as a free added bonus, all six feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the most recent, the jaw-dropping Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Is asteroid Apophis connected to Revelation chapter 8? Yeah, this gets underway in, like I said, less than a day, and you set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order that you choose to watch it for the next 90 days. Still time to sign up. Do so now at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Speaking of Israel and archaeology, you can join us and see some of these sites that we've been talking about on Skywatch TV's Tour of Israel in 2023. We'll be there between March 19th and 30th with an optional three-day extension over to Jordan. And we will visit the site of Joshua's altar, the reconstructed altar of Joshua, found by Adam Zertal just about 40 years ago. We will also go to the other side of the valley and visit the site of the Oak of Moreh, where Abraham was visited by God, where Jacob buried the teraphim, the household idols that his entourage had collected with them. And we'll explain the historical context of those teraphim and what they represented and why that site, the Oak of Moreh, is so important. It also played a role in the story of Gideon and his son, Abimelech, and the rebellion of the people against the sons of Gideon. Just some really fascinating history as we go through the land. We'll be on the Golan Heights. We'll explain why Israeli archaeologists consider the Golan Heights one giant dolmen field, in other words, a giant necropolis. In the ancient world, the land of Bashan believed to be the entrance to the netherworld. And we'll explain why that's relevant from a New Testament Christian perspective. This is a rolling conference across the Holy Land. You can find out more and reserve your place now at skywatchinisrael.com. Skywatchinisrael.com. Chinese Communist Party. President Xi has cemented his hold on power. He is the most powerful leader in China, arguably, since Mao Zedong. And that's the subject of Colonel Bob McGinnis's new book, Kings of the East, which is the subject of this week's broadcast on Skywatch TV. Don't miss it. You'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you add the Skywatch TV channel to Roku or Apple TV or your mobile device, you can watch it right now. The benefit of the mobile device is that you get important news updates three times a week and a calendar of upcoming events with Skywatch TV from Skywatch TV. The mobile app works on iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is absolutely free, run and maintained by a Christian company, which means they're not going to try to censor any of our content. So take advantage of that, and you'll find the link to the app stores posted for your convenience at skywatchtv.com. The link is in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.